You're listening to The Philosopher's Note on Unbeatable Mind. More wisdom in less time.
Hi, this is Brian. Welcome to The Philosopher's Note on Unbeatable Mind. Forge resiliency and mental toughness to succeed at an elite level by Mark Divine. As always, let's kick it off with a quote. The big idea of this book is that you are capable of so much more than you think you are, but you have been kept in the dark about this potential your entire life. I call this potential your 20x factor, in that you are capable of at least 20 times what your current paradigm allows you to believe. It is not as though your family or our culture purposely kept you in the dark about this important fact. No, they were ignorant about it as well, and can't be held to blame. We cannot ignore this unbelievable truth any longer. Not only do you deserve to tap into your full potential for your own success and happiness, but our collective minds are needed to sync up like a global crowdsourced network of solution finders to pull us out of the mess we have created. This book isn't about those messes, though. There are plenty of authors writing about all the perils we face on our abused planet. No, this book is about how you can begin to tap into that vast potential lying dormant inside of you so that you can achieve your fullest expression of yourself, help those around you, and send positive ripples throughout the world. End quote. Mark Divine from Unbeatable Mind. Now, I think Mark Divine is a real-life superhero. Seriously. I've always admired the grit and character of special ops warriors, from the classic Spartan warriors to the modern-day versions, Navy SEALs and Army Rangers and other elite forces. Mark is a former Navy SEAL and just a good, solid guy. I don't know how else to articulate it. Strong, virtuous, committed, grounded, smart, powerful, integrated, a warrior philosopher. And his book, Unbeatable Mind, is all of those things. If you'd like to, as the subtitle promises and the book delivers, forge resiliency and mental toughness to succeed at an elite level, then this book is for you. I've got a link in the note, and you can check out Mark and learn more about all of his other projects, and there are a lot of them, at markdivine.com. For now, let's jump in and take a quick look at some of my favorite big ideas, knowing that we'll barely scratch the surface of my ridiculously marked-up copy of the book. First big idea. The first premise. First, win in your mind. Quote, I think by now I have made it clear that SEALs operate at an elite level because they learn to control their minds and establish the win internally before they enter the fight. This is the first premise. End quote. So, the first premise of creating an unbeatable mind, we need to learn how to control our minds and specifically win the battles of life before we enter the fight. The entire book is all about rocking this. Mark lays out these five steps as a high-level process for mental success. Step one, the first step is to focus your mind and prevent it from running all over the place. That's a quote. This is me. If you haven't noticed, we have a little crazy drunk monkey in our minds, swinging from, usually negative, thought to thought to thought. We need to tame and sober that guy up and create a disciplined mind via concentration practices. As Mark says, even a little progress on this front yields huge results. Once we've gained some mastery, then we can move on to, quote, step two. As you learn to discipline your monkey mind, you will begin to learn to connect with your internal witness. This is that part of you that is untethered from your ego, end quote. So, as we build mental strength, we can disconnect from the constant stream of thoughts and see those thoughts from what's called a witness perspective. It's kind of like the difference between sitting directly under a waterfall and getting hammered by the water versus stepping back to the bank of the lagoon and watching the waterfall. Much more pleasant experience. Now, with that mastery cultivated, we move on to, quote, step three. This step is to feed your unfettered mind with superfood for success. This food is in the form of powerful, positive imagery, as well as positive emotions directed toward your desired future states, skills, and victories, end quote. Mental superfood equals yum. That leads to, quote, step four. In this step, you activate a daily training plan to nurture your internal vision through repeated practice and to prepare for the fifth and final step, which is to, step five, take massive action and recruit like-minded teammates to align with your vision and help you win your missions every time, end quote. The first premise. First, we must win in our minds. I like it. A lot. As Mark says, there's a lot of nuance wrapped in those five steps. And, of course, he unpacks them in the book. For now, let's look at some of my other favorite big ideas. Brings us to the next big idea, self-confidence, character plus skill. Quote, the self-confidence of a SEAL is both a character trait and a skill. The skill is to rack up small, worthy, and achievable victories on the way to mission accomplishment. In addition, it requires being able to reframe failures to find a silver lining. With these two skills, you will have the self-confidence to attack any challenge, and your confidence in your domain of expertise will grow as your success grows, end quote. If there's one thing SEALs embody, it's self-confidence, which, of course, is at the core of creating an unbeatable mind. In our note on Mind Gym, we briefly looked at the etymology of the word confident. It comes from the Latin word that means, essentially, intense trust. That intense trust is earned from the hard work of showing up diligently, patiently, and persistently, such that we know we can handle whatever life throws at us. Mark describes this quality in his SEAL training instructors as extreme competence. And very importantly, he tells us self-confidence can be built, that it's both a character trait that can be cultivated and a skill. Wherever we're at with our confidence, we can always dial it in even more. You racking up small, worthy, and achievable victories? Any failures in your life you need to reframe to see the silver lining? Get on that. And as you do, takes us to the next big idea. Starve fear, feed courage. Quote, negativity destroys performance, so it is crucial to train to move from witnessing negative thoughts to starving them and feeding the positive. This is the specific process. 1. Witness negativity. 2. Interdict or stop the negative thoughts with a power statement. 3. Redirect your mind with self-talk and imagery to something positive and productive for your current goal. 4. Maintain your new mental state with a jingle or mantra. End quote. That's an incredibly cool, simple 4-step process to get our minds right. Mark tells us the story of the two wolves battling within, the wolf of fear and the wolf of courage. Which one wins? The one we feed, of course. Therefore, we need to starve the fear and feed the courage. Those 4 steps are how we do it. Quick recap. First, we need to witness the negativity. That might sound easy, but it's not. Most of the time, we just get swept up in our own negative loops and think we're in a bad mood because of things happening to us, rather than because of our own negative internal patterns. So, step one, see the negative thoughts. Train this ability via meditation and practice with the little day-to-day things that trigger us. Once we notice the negativity, we stop the negative thoughts aggressively. We interdict them with power statements. To interdict means to prohibit or forbid. It also means to intercept and prevent the movement of. From a military perspective, it means to impede an enemy force, especially by aerial bombing of lines of communication or supply. I love that. Essentially, we want to bomb the enemy force of negativity. 2, in Mark's words, quote, blow up negative mental chatter and allow your mind to still itself and await its next set of instructions, end quote. We do that by dropping power statements on the negative thoughts. Stuff like, I've got this, piece of cake, let's do this, or whatever else resonates with you. Step 3, consistently bring your mind back to the good stuff via positive self-talk plus positive imagery associated with your goals. And that brings us to step 4, maintain our new positive state with jingles or mantras that fire you up. Remember, in Sanskrit, mantra literally means tools of the mind. We want to literally work on our minds to retool them. Now, of course, we install this goodness via practice, practice, and more practice. And then practice, 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 and more practice. Seriously, never miss a little moment to let your mind know who's boss. All right, next big idea, concentration. Quote, we all understand what it means to concentrate, but can we really concentrate with enough depth that all distractions are eliminated? Can we concentrate on our one thing, the most important thing, for long enough periods of time to get the job done? Can we do it with a hair-on-fire intensity? Deep, long, unbroken, and inspired concentration is a hallmark skill of super successful people. Yet the only way to improve concentration is by practicing concentration. End quote. Concentration. It's huge. How's yours? Can you focus your attention on your one thing without wavering? Or does that little drunk, crazy monkey in your head take over the airwaves and keep you hopping from dopamine rush to dopamine rush as you flit from an important project to email to Facebook to the news to Twitter back to email to in a maddening loop? As we discussed throughout these notes, being able to put our minds where we want, when we want, is the mark of a happy, successful human being. And the only way to create that ability is to practice. Mark talks about a bunch of ways to rock it. Meditation, visualization, yoga, qigong. All of these help us to cultivate mental strength. They're huge. I also love to set up my physical environment for success. I'm typing this, I'm now reading it later, but I was typing this at 5:56 a.m. on a Friday morning. I got up even earlier that day than normal, 2:45. Digital sunset plus going to bed at 7 p.m. didn't hurt. First thing, meditation for 20 minutes, then 5 minutes of basic yoga. Then I started working on this note. That's my one thing for this morning. To make sure I rock it, I set up my computer to be as distraction-free as possible. My desktop is clean. I have two folders. One thing stuff, inspired by Mark, plus other stuff. That's it. I'm almost never online these days and currently not even checking email, aside from exchanges with my right-hand guy. This space creates a tremendous opportunity to focus, to concentrate. How about you? How can you cultivate your concentration powers more? Time to start meditating? Practicing creative visualization? Is now a good time to start building that habit? Say yes. All right, next big idea, breath awareness and control. Quote, in a crunch situation, I recommend you collapse your concentration to your breathing while maintaining relaxed awareness of the surroundings. Breathing deeply will greatly reduce the stress, slow your heart rate, and bring your nervous system back into balance. The mind will remain focused as your body comes back into balance. Then you can make better decisions in the midst of the chaos, danger, or the debilitating effect of fear. This is why breath awareness and control is the number one tool for unbeatable mind students who challenge themselves and push the envelope. But it is equally effective to enhance your performance in the boardroom. The level of control over your physiology and psychology I'm talking about must be practiced and habituated until it becomes a routine skill. End quote. So, feeling particularly stressed and/or need to be in a super locked-in mode? Dial in your breath. Mark has genius wisdom on the power of our breathing and tells us, quote, to say that learning breath control is the most important component to forging mental toughness would not be an understatement. End quote. You'll want to check out the book for more practices on how to rock that. For now, try out what he calls box breathing. It goes like this. Inhale to a count of five. Hold it for five. And then exhale to five. Then hold it for five and repeat. Again, inhale to the count of five. Hold it for five. Exhale for five. Hold it for five. Then repeat. box breathing. Do that for 2, 5, 10, 20 minutes. See how you feel. It's an amazing way to ground. Throw in some mantras and you're unbeatable. All right, next big idea, being emotionally resilient. Quote, to be emotionally resilient and a survivor, it is crucial to know the answer to what is your why and what are you willing to do to make sure it comes to fruition? He continues by saying, then back it up with self-esteem, a positive attitude, optimism that you will succeed, and a focus on the others in your team. End quote. So, what is your why? What are you willing to do to make sure it comes to fruition? Let's take a moment to dial that in, shall we? This is my why, your big why in life. What fires you up? Think about that. What is your deepest why? You may want to pause and just think about that for a moment. And then what are you willing to do to make sure that comes to fruition? To make sure, all caps, underline, bold, 20 font. All right. Now, as Mark advises, back that up with self-esteem, a positive attitude, optimism that you will succeed, and a focus on the others in your team. Here's to cultivating emotional resilience. This is tied to the next big idea. One thing in three P's. Mark tells us, quote, I believe it is crucial to be self-aware enough to be able to articulate our one thing in three P's. Let's look at these by asking a few questions. One, who am I and what am I here for? What is the one thing I am supposed to accomplish in my life? And what does that mean for me right now? That is, what is today's one thing connected to my big one thing? Two, what is my purpose? How do I take my one thing and activate it in the world? Three, what am I passionate about? And how can I do more of that? Four, what do I value? And how can I develop these principles so they define my character for the rest of my life? He continues, mastery over the self is somewhat difficult if you don't have clarity on these questions. The answer to these questions is what gives you direction in life. If you don't know yourself, what are you supposed to do besides just get by? Lack of meaning and purpose is a major cause of despair and despondency in the world. Some will stumble upon a vague sense of purpose in their professional lives. Others have their purpose shown to them early in life and are well into fulfilling it in their 20s. I have found that the vast majority of my students cannot clearly articulate their purpose and are deeply moved when they uncover it. End quote. I've got a all caps, wow. That's worth a slow reread and some deep contemplation plus journaling. As I was drafting this note, I was just struck by the power of these questions, and I answered them again for the second time. And Mark provides a bunch of super powerful questions and insights on how to get more clarity on our one thing plus three P's. The book is worth it just for this section alone. So what's your one thing? Who are you? And what are you here for? Think about that. What is your one thing? Who are you and what are you here for? Pause and think about that. Reflect on it. How about your three P's, your passion, your principles, your purpose? Passion. What fires you up? What do you just love to do so much that you'd pay to do it? What fires you up? Principles. What do you truly value in your life? And purpose. What's your one thing? What are you here to do? How do you bring that into the world? If we want an unbeatable mind and to live an uncommon life that truly matters, we need to know our why. Powerful stuff. And that brings us to the final big idea, uncommon resolve. Quote, it took me considerable resolve to write 3 books in 1 year in 2013. When I finished The Way of the Seal, 8 weeks to Seal Fit, and this one all in an 11-month period. Some may call that uncommon resolve. The same kind of resolve is required for any goal or project that has an unreasonable level of challenge. Is resolve a quality that can be developed? Of course it can. It is a natural corollary to forging mental toughness. You develop uncommon resolve by deepening confidence and courage, fortified with 5 attributes that define character and resolve. They are 1, desire. You must desire the outcome as if your hair were on fire. 2, belief. You must believe in your purpose, your mission, and yourself. 3, attitude. You must have a positive attitude, drive, and be able to mobilize a team with it. 4, discipline. You must be willing to give up unnecessary attachments and commitments and put in the right amount of daily effort toward your goal. 5, determination. You must have an unwavering commitment to finish the job, stay the course, and never, ever quit. End quote. Uncommon resolve. What a remarkable quality to cultivate. Here's to cultivating our desire plus belief plus attitude plus discipline plus determination as we forge mental toughness and create an uncommon life packed with meaning and profound service. Super quick look at this great book, Unbeatable Mind. If you're feeling it, I really hope you go get it. Check out Mark, markdevine.com. He's a former SEAL, creator of SEAL Fit, the Unbeatable Mind Academy. Really, really interesting story. He started his career on Wall Street as a CPA, got his MBA, left at 26 to go become a Navy SEAL officer, graduated first in his class. Stud, markdevine.com. If you liked this book, I think you'll also dig Mind Gym, The Art of Mental Training, Willpower, The Willpower Instinct and Mastery. Now let's take a look at some great quotes from the sidebar, then we'll wrap it up. All right, Mark tells us, the principles of unbeatable mind are not about being hardcore, but rather about how to perform at your peak in any domain, whether you are a mom, dad, SEAL, student, or CPA. All these quotes are from Mark. He tells us, he taught me that to live an uncommon life, one needs to learn uncommon disciplines. First, you must choose to control your mind and turn it towards success. Stress and success are defined by choice, and it is the small choices, not the big ones, that make the difference between good and excellent. Negativity destroys performance in the short term and precludes success and happiness in the long term. To be disciplined is literally to be a disciple to something larger than you. Mark tells us, philosophers of all ages have noted that goodness comes from aligning with universal laws and beliefs, while the potential for weakness, even evil, comes from moral relativism. The word kokoro has Japanese origin and means to merge one's heart and mind in action. Kokoro can also be described as positive willpower, a non-quitting spirit, and is associated with your spiritual development. Getting to the terrain of elite performers requires that you learn to tap into the 90% of your mental power that lies beyond the rational, thinking part of your mind. 2 more. He says, remain content with where you are while executing a simple strategy for getting to where you want to go. And finally, he tells us, a virtue is a value that you have habituated until it becomes a character trait. A virtue is a value that you have habituated until it becomes a character trait. Well, there you go. Unbeatable Mind. Here's to forging resiliency and mental toughness to succeed at an elite level. Thank you, Mark Devine. What was your favorite big idea? The one that jumped out at you, landed, made you say, aha, yeah, totally. What was it? And how can you make that a bigger part of your life starting today? Theory to practice. That's what this is all about. We need to embody these ideas. Get inspired, but embody them moment to moment to moment, day in and day out, week in and week out, month in and month out, year in and year out, decade in and decade out. Let's optimize our lives, reach our potential, and enjoy the process. All right. Hope you enjoyed. Really look forward to sharing more with you soon. See ya.
We hope you enjoyed this Philosopher's Note. Please go to brianjohnson.me to download more.